Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, Spotify, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests as we count down the days to this 2021 NFL Draft. And it's hard to believe we were down in Mobile, Alabama in January, and then typically we would have been on our way to the East-West Shrine Game and then the Combine, but those were all canceled due to COVID. But nonetheless, the draft's still on day, and these guys have been able to do their pro days. But with that said, we have a fantastic guest. He hails from Texas A&M, their standout fullback. His teammates like to call him Johnny Ballgame, and we'll get to that on why. But with that said, Kagan Baldry, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Really, really good. Really happy to be here. Thank y'all for having me on.
We appreciate you sharing your time with us. Now, as you know, we had your teammate Jared Fire Lord Hawker on the show the other day, and you were kind enough to give us some fun information about him. And he said that your nickname was Johnny Ballgame, and that's kind of a unique thing because Pete Rose, Johnny. I mean, that's kind of like your no nonsense, gritty, hard worker. And he kind of even went that far as to say all those accolades that just a dude's an extremely hard worker, always comes prepared. But when did you pick up that nickname?
So it's pretty funny. So like you said, name's Kagan, but it's actually my middle name. My first name is Johnny. And when I got here as an offensive lineman in 2016, the assistant O-line coach was a guy that had come from my hometown at a certain point and had known me growing up and then was here with Coach Turner, Jim Turner. And Coach Turner was saying that he liked KB. He was like, I want a better name for him in his good Boston accent. And so Coach Smith at the time, who I mentioned, told him, he said, well, his first name's actually Johnny. Like, he, as a family name, they got carried down. My mom wanted me to go by Kagan to shorten the story. But essentially, he was like, oh, man, I love that name. So I'm going to call him Johnny. So he started calling me Johnny, and I was a big baseball guy before I played football. And so because of Johnny Football here, obviously, is a household name, he called me Johnny Baseball and then changed it to Johnny Ball Game. And then it just kind of caught fire. That's the thing. If I saw Coach Sumlin or if I saw Coach Fisher or anybody in the staff, they would call me Johnny or Johnny Ballgame as opposed to Kagan, even though everybody in my family calls me Kagan. My wife calls me Kagan. So it's just kind of a funny deal. It's interesting.
You actually freaked me out when you said your real name was Johnny because, first of all, I'm like, I know they have Kagan. I'm like, I know when I got the information it was Kagan. I'm like, how did I not say this kid's right name? And then, I had to take a breather on that one.
You're good. Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, I'm curious. So, I mean, you talked about the baseball background. I mean, growing up, did you play all the sports? And were you the bigger, more athletic guy? Or is that something you kind of grew into over time?
Yes, sir. So I played baseball was definitely my number one thing growing up and played little league basketball, but didn't play that as much once I got into school. Didn't even pick up football until the seventh grade. My dad wanted me to wait till it was organized and with our school system. But I was definitely – a little bit bigger than some of the guys in my grade, like always had some size. There was me and two other guys that were, as we came through middle school and into high school, that we were kind of like the similar body type. We played tight end, defensive end at first. And then once we got up to high school and got to varsity, they actually moved me out to left tackle because those two guys were just a little more athletic than me. And so I finished off my high school career at left tackle and had some success and got the opportunity to be preferred walk-on here at A&M, and so spent 3 years as an offensive lineman and then transitioned to fullback. So it's been a really cool journey. It's cool to watch because I love playing this game, and so I've really enjoyed having that different perspective from two positions and everything that goes along with that.
That's excellent. I did not know you were a preferred walk-on. So as a preferred walk-on, I mean, you know, you're kind of coming from the behind of the pack and you're able to make your impact. And I think the unique part about it now, Kagan, is, I mean, we're a couple weeks from the NFL draft. I mean, you have an agent, you're going through draft prep, pro. I mean, you know, you're really put yourself in position to have an opportunity at the end of the month. When did this kind of come to fruition? I mean, I know confidence and all those other things. I mean, to play at your level, you have to have it. But when did it really sink in that you had the moxie, you know, the ability and the skills to kind of have this shot?
Yeah, so I definitely think it starts with, which I had a great support system, my family. I've been extremely fortunate and blessed with people all on the way, a great high school program. But I can tell you this, that my dream, even more so, even though I'm a Cowboys fan or you know, follow the NFL, my dream was to play a sport at A&M, whether it was baseball or football. And I just always held on to the expectation and the belief that if I continue to commit myself and do the things I needed to do, that I had the ability in there in some form or fashion to get that done. And so just believing that, so when I stepped on campus as a freshman and kind of had to climb that ladder, even as offensive lineman, trying to gain the weight and then realizing it would probably be better to change positions and having to cut it, just constantly doing everything I could in the weight room, in the training room, and on a day-to-day basis at practice to ensure that I didn't waste any days because I was already, you know, not necessarily behind, but just having to build a reputation, having to build a different way for myself just coming from that background. And so it's just, like I said, all the preparation that's gone into it, the support I've gotten from coaches and my family and just making sure I didn't waste any days has put me in a position where I was able to thankfully earn a starting spot a couple years ago and then hang around for my fifth year and play out this season and have a lot of success as a team. And so it's been a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed every single bit of it, that's for sure.
Fantastic stuff. Once again, Kagan Baldry here on the C2 Pre as we kind of dive deeper into what this young man brings to the draft table. So I'm curious, so once you arrive there, you start doing your thing. I ask all the guys that come on the program this question. I mean, if we throw you in that film room with these scouts, they're breaking down your tape. I call them your hallmark home run type abilities. What are those traits and characteristics that are going to help you get on a 53-man roster?
Yes, sir. Well, I can tell you I'm going to bring a lot of intensity to every single play, like attention to detail at every single play. I know I can tell you, even just being a fullback from just a short amount of time, the amount of growth I've had and knowing how to read blocks and being able to get through a hole and get to that forced defender in a lot of our schemes. Being able to comprehend our schemes is something I know is a strength of mine, like having that background as an offensive lineman and so seeing how the whole picture fits together is something I think definitely helps me. But I know I have the size and the strength and then the short distance quickness to get it done in my position, whether it's in web. I got a lot of short yardage experience the past 2 years at A&M because that's the primary way that they deployed me. And so just being able to get to that right spot and clear up that hole, create that crease to get those 2 or 3 yards, but then even in the open field, create those bigger creases to get those chunk plays in on early downs. And I can catch it too. It's not something that I was called on to at A&M as much, but I think I showed that at my pro day, that I can run around and have good hands and had a single catch last year in 2019. But I definitely like bring a lot of versatility. And that thing too is I even though I didn't do it as much here, I know I can block on the ball too because of my experience as an offensive lineman. And that was kind of like the roots and the foundation of who I was as a player, as a tight end and then offensive lineman in high school and then in here at A&M. So getting on the ball, putting my hand in the dirt or being in a wing position is something that I'd be very comfortable doing. So,
man, Kagan, fantastic explanation. You know, because we do pass these interviews off, and we have a list of, NFL folks that, if they feel like listening in, and, we just want to have you have a platform to share yourself. And, you really, really nailed that in terms of explaining all the facets, all the things that may not have been seen on tape that you can do, things that you did at Pro Day that, again, weren't asked of you necessarily why you're, in play, in action with the Aggies. Fantastic job. I just want to say, way to do it, because, this is, it's an opportunity. Some guys just say, like, hey, what do you do well? They're like, I love football. I hope you do. I mean,
yeah.
You're at this point.
Yeah, for sure.
And with that said, is there anything else to unearth about you? I mean, team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, great in the community. We're so close to this draft. I don't want anything to not be mentioned. I mean, is there anything else left that these guys must know?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So first of all, I'm married. I got married last summer, and I got my first child on the way. Going to have a baby boy here at the end of May, and so super pumped about that. Super pumped about that. The big reason why I committed to making this happen, or in whatever avenue that the Lord makes a way that I can provide for them and be a role model to him and be the person I need to be for my wife. And so that's a big part of who I am. But the other part is my faith in Jesus Christ, a real strong believer, and that's a huge part of who I am, huge part of what I'm called to do on a daily basis and who I'm called to represent. And so that's definitely something that's going to be inextricably tied to anything I do on a daily basis and who I'm going to be in the locker room and who I'm going to be off the field and on the field. And so those are the big things that I would want anybody to know about me if I was introducing myself.
Wonderful.
So.
Excellent. And Kagan, hey, Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So you're definitely sticking to that plan, and it's coming to fruition for you. Now, this is sort of a bit of a cliche question, and the position's not as prominent. Even, when I was growing up in the 80s, you could just list every fullback off every team, and they had a pretty dominant role. But is there any of these guys at the next level that you kind of look at, or even guys that played years ago that you kind of look at and try to, pattern your game after, or just try to take nooks and crannies and put it in your own repertoire?
Absolutely. I definitely love watching the teams that are still using the fullback a bunch, like the 49ers, the Ravens, so Jusek and Ricard, and then the Patriots with, even though he just recently retired, I loved watching Devlin because I feel like we have similar body types and he kind of transitioned from another position. And so he's somebody that I like to watch a lot of the tape that we have stored up here in College Station. So those are guys I watch after, just trying to grab different parts of their game. Obviously there's differences in each of our skill sets and backgrounds, the way that we're deployed in the scheme, but I want to be able to fit into whatever scheme that I may have the opportunity to be a part of and just plug in and be that role that they're asking me to do. And so I've tried to watch, like I said, especially those three guys, because you can see that they're getting a lot of snaps. They're really built into the scheme that the coaching staff's constructed offensively. And so I think we still have a place in the game, and that you can see how there's the teams that have had success that are still using them. So hoping I can carve out myself a role and be a part of that fraternity.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the Texas A&M standout, Kagan Baldry, here on the C2P as we break down things, as we, again, dive closer to this 2021 NFL draft. Kagan, we are almost out of time, but as you know, you said you listened to a few shows. We always like to end it on, we call it three and out, a few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, one thing I knew, because your teammate Jared Hawkert said, he told me that you are a very good singer, and it was something that I should mention, that you definitely can sing. With that said, and I didn't know this prior to the show, but you said you were married. Have you ever serenaded your wife?
I enjoy singing. I don't know how good a singer I am. Now, there's a couple times that the guys have they've tried to get me to do that in public, only once that they actually talked me into it. But I do enjoy singing to my wife. Sometimes she enjoys it. Sometimes she's like, hey, you need to cut it out, especially if we're in a public place and not embarrass her. So, but it is something I do like to do. I love music. I wish I could sing really good. That'd be really cool. But I'm afraid it's not as good as maybe Hawker let on. So.
Okay. And how about this one? As a preferred walk-on, and I don't know if this was the case, but jokingly, did you turn away? Because I do have guys that come on the show that they have full rides, but I think we had a kid that wanted to go to Michigan, and he was like, you know what, I'm going to Michigan. I don't care. This is my dream. And he turned away a full ride. Did you have any scholarship offers, but you knew the dream was just to be an Aggie?
Yes, sir, I did. It's a couple schools from like the Southland Conference and a couple Division II schools, as well as SFA, and Central Arkansas being a couple of those in the Southland, but then a couple of schools in Oklahoma. And so I did have an opportunity, but like I said, I was born and raised as an Aggie, didn't want to play anywhere else, and so I'm just super thankful I got the opportunity to live out my dream here.
Excellent, and you made the most of it. And the final one, a few weeks away from this draft, who's the best cook in your family, Kagan, and what would you like that person to have specifically prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Okay, so my wife's the best cook in the family now, which I have a bunch of really good cooks, but I have to go with her. So she makes this really, really good chicken dish with, like, cherry tomatoes and sliced up lemons, and it's a hallmark in our household since we've been married. So she whipped that up for me as a celebratory supper, and I wouldn't be upset about it. I can promise you that.
Wonderful stuff, man. Well, hey, the best to you and your emerging family at the end of the month when you officially become mom and dad, and that kind of creates that family, dimension. But with that said, Kagan, fabulous career, and we really appreciate you sharing some of your time with us today.
Yes, sir. Again, thank you all for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity. Y'all have a good one.
Yes, sir. Once again, Kagan Baldry, the standout fullback for the Texas A&M Aggies. You got to love how this kid, I did not know any of that prior to him coming on the show, that he was preferred walk-on. Offers for other schools, but he said, you know what? I got to be an Aggie. You just got to love that passion. And lo and behold, not only did he become a preferred walk-on, he's also become one of the top prospects at the position with a draft opportunity. That's pretty, pretty amazing stuff. A lot of hard work and dedication goes into that. And when you think about that, I mean, if this kid's willing to do that, who's to say the sky's the limit, right, man? Excellent stuff. As always, we appreciate our guest, Kagan Baldry, and you folks out there listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.